Economy. Virabhonsa tipped to be central bank chair. Virabhonsa Ramankura has been tipped to become the next chairman of the Bank of Thailand, according to sources. A selection committee headed by Panat Simasatian, a former finance minister, finalized the nomination, which must now be submitted to Finance Minister Kiriratna Ranong and the cabinet before royal approval. Mr. Virabhonsa was selected ahead of M.R. Chatmonkon Sanakun, the current central bank chairman, and Tianchai Kiranan, a former rector of Chulalongkorn University. All three candidates were nominated by the central bank and finance ministry for final selection by the panel. A former finance minister and deputy prime minister, Mr. Virabhonsa's selection may heighten building tensions between the Yingluck Shinawatra government and the central bank. Mr. Virabhonsa in recent years has called on the central bank to ease its traditional conservatism and be more aggressive in reducing interest rates to spur growth. He has also called on the central bank to allocate a portion of the country's foreign reserves for investment in infrastructure projects, a plan opposed by central bankers. Mr. Virabhonsa, age 68, holds a doctorate in economics from the University of Pennsylvania and has had extensive experience in the private sector, including positions as chairman of the Export-Import Bank, AA PLC, and Finansa. Under the Bank of Thailand Act, the chairman must oversee general administrative matters of the central bank, including guidelines for the appointment of members to the three primary committees overseeing monetary policy, financial institutions, and payment systems. The chairman is also responsible for approving guidelines over the central bank's foreign reserve management. Central Bank Governor Prasarn Trairat Vorakun played down concerns about possible conflicts with the Yingluck administration. He said the law guaranteed the independence of the central bank's operations by requiring decision-making through independent committees. The chairman also must seek a mandate from other board members on changes. According to the law, the chairman should act as a buffer between the Bank of Thailand and the government, Mr. Prasarn said. I believe different opinions can be transformed into constructive dialogue. But Gon Chitikavanit, deputy leader of the opposition Democrat Party and a former finance minister, expressed concern about Mr. Virabhonsa's close ties with the government and possible impact on the independence of the central bank. His past advocacy for changes regarding monetary policy and foreign reserve management also were concerns. As the government pursues its pro-growth agenda, the central bank at least is the last organization in the country to look after economic stability, Mr. Korn said. Mr. Virabhonsa should work carefully with the central bank as he is working closely with the government. The law outlines the role and duty of the central bank chairman clearly. The law distinctly draws a line between his duty and that of the central bank governor. The law gives independence to the central bank governor in performing his work to a certain extent. Mr. Gon said that Mr. Virabhonsa's past support for fixed exchange rates had been proven wrong with the 1997 economic crisis. He also repeated that any investment in domestic infrastructure should be financed directly by the government through the central budget. Under the Abhisit Vejjajiva government, an agreement had been reached with the central bank that gave the governor final say in establishing the size of any reserves to be used to create a sovereign wealth fund. The guidelines also called for investment to be free from political interference and focused on investment in the international markets. Abhichat Satit Niranmai, an economist at Thammasat University, said the government could run into more conflicts with the central bank going forward. The government's policies are clearly to stimulate growth through fiscal spending, which in turn could spur inflation. The government aims to apply fiscal means to stimulate the economy while the central bank focuses on inflation, Mr. Apichat said. Mr. Veerabongsa has said the country's foreign reserves are too high and some should be used to finance future infrastructure investment. There is a higher chance now that the appointment of Mr. Veerabongsa as the new central bank chairman could lead to more conflicts.